Good?
Yep.
It is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. We'll call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And Jenny, will you lead us tonight?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigel.
Here.
Bachman.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 12th. I did have a couple of changes. Just got to remember what they were.
Rice Perry's name.
Yes, the first one was under department report for fire. Reese Perry was, Reese's name was misspelled. And then the other one was when we were talking about the approval of the Resolution 2025-23. Ready was misspelled. It should be READI instead of REDI. So, besides that, were there any changes or corrections? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion. Those in favor, show by the usual sign. Brent, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve, and Jenny abstains. Next up, we'll go into our ordinances. Do I have a motion to read Ordinance 2025-21 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Brent. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2025-21 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-21, an ordinance to be known as the 2026 Salary Range Benefit Ordinance. So,
yep.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Do you want to say something, or I was going to say?
Yeah, I want to bring your attention to the Water Department. You may remember that Mike had some concerns last time, so he did review those and looked at some of the dollar figures and stuff. I think there's one employee that is, 3 cents off of the range,
yep,
if you will, with the new ranges that are presented here, but that can easily be rectified. So, and again, this is for 2026's salary ordinance. So, is there any other changes besides that?
I did update the communication hours to the 1952 as discussed. We had in some records the
It's under telecommunications.
Yeah, and then some of them we had the 1952. Gotcha. Did confirm it's the 1952. Otherwise, everything else remained as presented 2 weeks ago.
So again, like I said, it was one thing that was brought up at the last meeting, and I know you guys had approved one of the ranges, but Mike kind of went through and double-checked, and so that's why you see a lot of red under the Water Department. So again, that's just to bring parity compared to what other plant operators and others in our organization are, what their wage scale is. Any questions about Ordinance 2025-21?
I don't know if you'd want to make this change just for consistency,
okay,
but under the probationary firefighter 1 year, I think there maybe needs to be a comma between 2 and 3 to make it the same everywhere.
Oh, gotcha. Under the 23-35-68, do you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We can make that adjustment. Any other changes or corrections? Anything else you have? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2025-21 with the noted changes?
So moved.
Second.
Listed by Brent, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance 2025-22. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion. All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2025-22 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-22, an ordinance fixing the annual salaries of all elected officials of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, effective December 27th, 2025, for the year 2026.
As a reminder, there's no changes from the current year into the next year, so this is just re-solidifying the previous year, or this year's salary ordinance for elected officials. So, any questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-22 on second reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is ordinance 2025-24. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-24 by title only.
Ordinance 2025-24, an ordinance amending Chapter 96, Parks Department, of Title IX of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
As a reminder, this just exempts out the pool and splash pad from the swimming prohibition that's under the Parks Code. Any questions, comments, concerns? Yes, this is my... what's it called, anal retentive or whatever that what phrase that
can you really swim at the splash pad?
I guess if you get on your belly and you do this, I guess that's possible.
Okay.
Do I have a motion to approve ordinance 2025-24 on second reading?
So moved.
Second. Go ahead, take it.
Motion by Brent, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. We are not doing ordinance 2025-25 because you approved that on emergency basis on one reading, and it's just a supplement to the code of ordinances of what we've already passed. So that's that. So I'll give you some of the, obviously the department heads are not here. We had most of them that were, well, not most, but at least half of them that were taking this couple of days off because they get the last 2 days of this week off. So I thought, well, silly to bring all those people in, and or just a handful of them in. So, so that's why they're not here. I will give you some of their reports, however. So the parks report, the guys put up some Christmas decorations and winterized bathrooms that get shut down for the winter. They also pulled a pump motor at the pool and sent it to get rebuilt before next year. They're getting ready to fix a main water line to the quad or the four ball fields at Morse's Park from a leak that happened last year. They'll have to pull up the concrete, fix the line, etc. And they're getting help from Terry on installing and running the point-of-sale software so they can kind of do online registrations next year kind of in a different way. So, and actually, I think the goal is to utilize that point-of-sale software here in December for if people want to buy, like, pool passes for Christmas or things like that. So, they are also installing a water line from the old park office to the old skate park, which will, you know, hopefully next year be the new dog park. So they are installing that in-house. For the police, they, of course, we still have four individuals that passed through public safety medical and were sent to PERP. One of them have been approved. The other three, I think, are sitting on somebody's desk who's taking a lot of vacation time or something. I'm not sure what's going on down there. This is a much longer process than we've had before with the state PERF approval. I don't know what's happening down there, but we are guessing because there's so many departments that have a need for police officers, there may be a lot of applications into the state PERF that's down there. So we're just waiting on that. So. Lighting Christmas Parade, of course, is this Friday. Sorry to steal your thunder.
That's okay.
Gary stole your thunder. I didn't. So just the, but officers are doing extra patrols over Thanksgiving at, you know, different retailers and all that kind of good stuff. Patrolling for presence is on December 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Pages Crossing. They have the police department has been working in partnership with the school corporation on their internship program, and I think what they're doing is actually sharing with the courts. So they get a little time with the courts and a little time with the police department. Working with Sean on, still working with Sean to get battery boxes on the tornado sirens. From the water department, they are working on the South Whitley Street stormwater line. So they're working on that. And they're going to have Peerless do an inspection of the aeration tower. It's been a long time since we've actually had the aeration tower and the filters inspected. So not that it's an issue, but basically the water falls from the top, goes through those filters, goes down, and it aerates the water. And so we haven't had those filters looked at in quite some time. So that's on the agenda. Terry's installed 6 different point-of-sale devices at either the pool or Eagle Park office. For, as mentioned by Matt, for those point-of-sale type software. Installed a new computer at the aquatic manager's desk and set up 4 new police officers into the system with the assumption that they'll be hired, but we'll see what Perp says. Installed 4 new cameras in the video network, replacing 4 cameras that were failing. If individuals are watching on YouTube, they know that camera back there has had some issues in the past. It flickers sometimes and has some issues. And we have done basically everything to figure out the problem and think it's just a camera malfunction. So we're going to be trading out that camera in the near future, just so you're aware. And let's see, last 2 updates I have here from Kelly. Continued leak pickup. They got through the whole city last week. And they have a couple salt boxes issues that they have to fix. I think that's getting fixed before potentially snow this weekend. They are still obviously still doing work orders and tap inspections, and they brought Santa's house downtown. What day was that? Friday?
Thursday.
Yeah, last week sometime.
Thursday.
And then Mike Cook reports that Grey Wolf completed the new dice store installation on November 14th. Donahue and the Water Pollution Control Facility staff completed the installation of the new dike store control panel, and Donahue completed programming to the new system on November 17th. Christmas decorations were put up and will be turned on Thanksgiving weekend. The UV bulbs were removed, cleaned, stored for the winter. And I think that is it for reports, I'll say, from my perspective. Last week, as you know, I was from Wednesday through Saturday, I was out in Salt Lake City for the National League of Cities City Summit Conference. None of the expenses were on taxpayer dime. AIM sponsored me effectively going. So I got to really interact with a lot of different communities, different sizes, different mayors, as well as town council members, etc., just to kind of compare notes and see how things are. Yeah, obviously every state has their city and town set up a little different. Some have a really strong mayor system like Indiana. Some have a very strong council system. Some have a really strong city manager system. So it just kind of depends on the state and how it works out there. But we got to do. I got to have a lot of good conversation about downtown livability and economic development and workforce development, even education and how that fits in. So. Appreciate the opportunity AIM gave me to go to that National League of Cities conference out in Salt Lake City. I also got to learn about the Great Salt Lake, which is dying, if you didn't know that. It's dying and has real major issues. So could spell long-term issues for Salt Lake City, which is a problem. But anyways, not to put a dour damn blanket on this whole thing, but a couple other things going on. We're still working on multiple projects. I know that just waiting on the contractors to do the trail crossing of the railroad. Just waiting on the contractor to come in and do that. We're still waiting on community crossings to let us know whether or not we can do Westgate Phase 3 or not. Once we get that phone call, we've heard that it may be after Thanksgiving, so maybe next week we'll get a phone call. Hopefully it's a positive phone call and not a, hey, we can give you $200,000 or something. And it's like, well, that's not going to work. So I don't know what we're going to do in that situation, but hopefully we'll get positive news next week or the week after. Let's see what else. BOT for the amphitheater is being pushed back a week. It's supposed to be due tomorrow. We had some clarifications requested for the scoring criteria and the kind of guidelines there. So at the advice of our engineering firm, JPR, we pushed it back a week. So just so you know that. I think RFP, I'm looking at Tad, RFP is either out or going out,
it's,
I think.
It was approved.
Yes, for the jail. But that's going to be out for think about 2 months just to give plenty of time because it is such a massive property. And so those will go to the Redevelopment Commission in February, I think is the plan. And besides that, again, a Thursday and Friday, City Hall is closed for Thanksgiving. And I know Rotary is going to be doing some different Thanksgiving meals as they have in the past. I'll not talk about Friday night too much. Saturday, of course, is Shop Small Saturday, so Small Business Saturday is happening. And we will be playing some Christmas music downtown on Saturday. So some people love that. Some people absolutely despise it. I think it's like 10 to 2, so it won't be ridiculously long, but it adds a little cheer, I think, to downtown, depending on your aspect or what you're looking at. So, Board of Works also approved Community Christmas that happens next weekend around the courthouse. That's a live nativity and that kind of stuff. So, I think that's probably all I have. We're getting geared up for evaluations and all that kind of good stuff that we do at the end of the year. So, that's all I have. Danny?
I have nothing.
Jennifer?
Christmas parade is Friday.
Okay.
Lineup for groups that are participating is 5:15 to 5:30 down at the, well, in the vicinity of the Marshall Building. As we get more and more people participating in the parade, the lineup space gets more and more congested, but
yeah,
that's an okay problem to have.
Yes.
We have lots and lots of participants this year, which is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Including some new ones, so that'll be fun.
Okay.
Once the parade gets started at 6 o'clock, it'll be moving through downtown, and immediately following the parade is the tree lighting spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
So, good time to be downtown.
Is Santa lighting it again?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
And usually a collection of little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of clamoring around,
yes,
in that area to participate.
I think Sean mentioned that the Christmas lights except the tree will be on tomorrow night.
Oh, do we need to shut them off?
I don't know that answer. I think the Christmas...
Because usually when the lights get...
The Christmas tree will be turned on. I don't know about all the lights, so I don't know. That
okay,
may be
usually there. Everything is off.
Okay. That may be a good conversation between you and Sean. On the phone. So just give him a call.
That'll be good.
Yeah, okay. So
I do want to thank the street department for helping to get the house down there. Mm-hmm. It was a big undertaking every year. Thanks to volunteers for coming to help decorate.
Yes.
More decorating is happening. Probably based on the weather, it's going to be more like Friday when that gets done. So right down to the line.
Okay.
Also, thanks to the police department for their help in the parade, and to Clerk Treasurer's office for helping with various things, pretending to make sure we have power on.
Okay.
Also, thanks to the electric department for setting that up as well.
Good. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, I did. I just want to thank Danny for years of commitment to serving people of Columbia City. As a councilwoman, and it's been fun working with you on different projects. And you know, when we go to a retreat, you get to see a different person there. You know, which is really the fun part about being on council is when you get to know somebody a little better. So I know I, for one, want to say thank you for everything you've done for Columbia City, and I know you're not going to be a stranger, but.
I'll be around, I promise. I will be around. It's not in the city limits.
Just on Tuesday nights? The second hour?
Nope, I will not.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. Pat?
I have nothing.
Jenny?
I have nothing.
She didn't want to say anything?
No.
Okay. Brent?
And I have nothing.
Okay. Ryan, you have anything? Okay. I will also add on to what Dan said. Jenny, you've been a great asset to our community. You have, I think, served your constituents really well. I know that you've gotten plenty of phone calls, not only from maybe your neighbors, but also the district in general. And you've served on lots of different committees. I'm a little perturbed about the fact that I'm now solid waste board chair because you stepped down.
I tried to get them up to elect.
I know. I know. But I do appreciate all your work. I appreciate the service you provide the city. And I know that you know, you're doing what's best for your family, and that's very honorable. So thanks for your service to the city. You will certainly be missed. We also look forward to welcoming Ryan onto the council officially at the next meeting. So.
Thank you.
With that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.